What a week, huh? For a bad reason, Baltimore made international news. The collapse of the bridge. Been a rough week. Of course, we think of those who were victims of that horrible accident. Not only the folks on the ship, but the folks that were on the bridge, both the construction workers and the few cars that did not make it off in time. And so our hearts go out to them. Pray for their families. And honestly, too, we pray for our community, because that bridge was vital for, of course, travel, for commuting, but also the whole port, such a lifeblood of this area. Thinking about, you know, water, and they mentioned that I think the temperature at the time was like 47 degrees. I can't imagine such a fate. Frigid waters, no chance for really saving before succumbing to that. Water is really a profound thing. It gives us life, right? We need water to survive. It gives us economic life in Baltimore. You know, if you remember the history of our port, it actually gave us an early leg up in the competition. This was before the railroads got laid down, because you could go another few precious miles inland up the Chesapeake Bay and get goods further inland than you could in New York and Virginia and the other ports. So water gives life, and water is dangerous. It takes away life. Seafaring business is not for the faint of heart, that's for sure. We are mindful, too, as we gather today, and we had a rather extended confession, and we heard the words of absolution, that the very first paragraph reminds us we do these things as baptized children of God, that we do so because we have been claimed as God's very own. And we're mindful, too, of the gift of baptism, that is the water of life combined with the word of God. It bestows on us not only the washing free of sins, but of course the promise of life everlasting. But we're mindful of the powerful impact of water, that to get to that point, to get to that resurrection life, the old self must come to the water and be put to death, to be raised to new life. So we gather as God's baptized children. We are aware painfully the power of death. We think about tomorrow, Good Friday. We know how necessary that was, that is, for our life of faith. Jesus had to go through Good Friday to get to Easter Sunday. Monica was reminding me of the words of my grandmother, a rather stern German Lutheran. She said, if you don't show up on Good Friday, you ain't got no business coming on Easter morning. I always thought that was pretty strong. Maybe not the hint of grace we're looking for sometimes, but it does point out the necessity of Good Friday for Easter morning. It points out the necessity for our lives, that in order to give life and life abundant as God calls us to give, sometimes we die to self. We put away our selfish desires and aims, and we give to the other. So we're gathered as God's baptized people. Soon we will share in the meal that's highlighted, of course, every time we gather for communion, but specifically on Maundy Thursday, we remember when Jesus shared the Passover meal with his disciples, remembering the great act of liberation, of freedom, of new life given to the Jewish people as they were freed from slavery in Egypt through the deadly waters of the Red Sea that were separated, that they might live by passage through them. And then we remember in the end of our service today, we hear the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, his suffering and his death. But of course, we do so not forgetting, not pretending that Easter Sunday hasn't already happened. We do so boldly because we know of the new life that awaits us on the other side of that death, of the celebration that is to come. I was thinking about a story a colleague of mine, actually way back in seminary, taught in a sermon. And he talked about the Irish sweaters, right? Those wonderful wool sweaters that are so prevalent in Ireland. And many of them come with sometimes the intricate knotwork, the interweaving, the cable, I guess. And they have different patterns with which the sweaters are knitted. And we think perhaps of the Scotsmen, their neighbor, you know, every clan has their own tartan, their own type of plaid. Well, unbeknownst to me, apparently in Ireland, that each family has their own weave of sweater. They have their own pattern that they, again, weave into the sweater as they create it. And he shared with us that while it's a measure of pride, you know, we have the symbol of our family, it's also a necessity, and a gruesome necessity. He said that part of the reason they did that is because if someone was lost at sea, they could tell whose body it was when it washed up, sometimes several days, sometimes several weeks later. After the body had become unrecognizable, they could still claim the body. This was one of ours. This was our family member. We will claim this person. And my colleague weaved that into a tale about baptism. And he said, what a wonderful image for us. That when we come to baptism, we are claimed as God's own child. And when we suffer the weariness and the tears, the bruises, the broken bones, the broken hearts of this life, when we work our way through all that life has to throw at us, and we pass and we stand before God, God looks upon us with those eyes as a family member, as a beloved child, and God claims us. God says, this one is mine. This one is my beloved child. I talked in the very beginning about why do we call Good Friday good, right? It's because Jesus died on the cross for us. The cross is the ultimate symbol of Good Friday, but is it not indeed the ultimate symbol of our Christian faith? We claim the cross as that mighty act under which Jesus, or through which Jesus has given us life. When you ever think about it, why isn't the symbol of Christianity an empty tomb? It's the cross. It's the power of the cross. It's that cruciform life to which we are called. And we dare not forget, as baptized children of God, that when we were baptized, a cross was drawn on our foreheads. We remembered that at the very beginning of the season of Lent on Ash Wednesday, as we received those ashes of atonement. We remember it now as we gather as the church, the baptized people of God. And as the Irish families, the families of the water, would claim their loved ones by the mark of their cable, the mark of their sweater pattern, God claims us by the indelible, the eternal mark of the cross that labels us as God's own people. And so we are thankful. We celebrate even tonight God's grace and mercy and love. Amen.